Just want to start off the show by saying my name is Brad Coleman, and not all of my podcasts will be about sports. It could be about anything. Just happens to be that this one will be about sports. Well, I guess let's get started. Today I'm going to be talking about the Kansas City Royals and their season, which has been, let's just say, disappointing. That's been the norm around Kansas City for the last few years. The Royals, they started off pretty well. In April, they were 12-10, and were only allowing 3.7 runs a game. It was awesome. Greinke was on a tear. All the other pitchers, Mesh, Bannister, Hochaver, they were all playing well. And then they hit a 6-game winning streak. They were in first place May 7th. But in the month of May, they just absolutely fell apart, and it's been downhill from May 7 till now. They've been giving up over 5 runs per game since May, and the worst of it was record-wise in July. July, they were 7-19, absolutely horrible. Gave up 5.6 runs a game. In August, their record was just a little bit better, 10-19, but gave up 5.8 runs a game, almost 6 runs a game. And that's with Greinke with his 2.1 ERA. Just absolutely amazing how the bullpen and the other pitchers are just letting the Royals down. So far this season, Billy Butler has been the best offensive player, no doubt about it. As of today, hitting .304 with 77 RBI. He has 44 doubles, and he's been looking really good. You know, he's been taking good swings. He started off really slow, but has been on a tear lately in August and September. He is currently in third place for doubles in the American League, and also set a Royals record for doubles in a season. Right now, he's 22 years old, so it's great that we've got a young player that can hit. I do have a couple concerns with him. When I looked at baseballreference.com, one of my favorite baseball sites to go to check out stats and who they're similar to. Similar through the age 22, it's great. It's Keith Hernandez, who is a Met great, probably most known for some of his episodes on Seinfeld with his mustache. But when I took a closer look at Billy Butler's stats, two names for Royals fans popped up that don't necessarily want to see next to Billy Butler's name for him being a similar batter to, but they were Ken Harvey and Ryan Sheely, both former Kansas City Royals first basemen, and both in the last 5 years have played for the Royals. Ken Harvey, let's just say, took the biggest swings in Royals history, I believe. He was just absolutely swinging for the fences. Him and Matt Stairs both just swing for the fences. But Harvey, well known in 2003 because of his great start to the season, hitting some very clutch walk-off home runs, but also grounded into a lot of double plays, which is why he's similar to Billy Butler. Billy grounds into a lot of double plays. He's one of the league leaders in that. Ryan Sheely never really played for the Royals too terribly much. He possibly was going to be a first baseman for the Royals for the future. They traded for him. He was a backup to Todd Helton for the Colorado Rockies. Just never panned out. Best pitcher so far by far has been Zach Greinke. He is leading the American League in ERA, 2.19. He has 13 wins. He's first in walks and hits per 9 innings pitched, second in strikeouts. I don't see how this guy cannot get the Cy Young. He's been amazing. Easily the best Royals pitching season of all time. Okay, wins aside, wins is really not under his control, so I don't really put too much into the wins category, but I do put a lot into his ERA, his walks and hits per innings pitched, and strikeouts. Now, he has a great streak that he had during the end of last year and the first month or so of this year, a streak of giving up 4 earned runs or less in games. 19 straight games, Zach Greinke gave up 4 or less earned runs. 19. He went 12-3 during that time. 12-3. He had 5 complete games and 2 shutouts during that streak of 19 games. It's a pretty good streak to have. Hopefully the Royals can build around Greinke. They've got just so many issues going on that I'll get to later. And one of the biggest disappointments that I saw this year for the Royals, Alex Gordon. Now, at the beginning of the year, he had a torn labrum on his hip. So his stats this year, I'm not really going to talk about his stats because they are thrown off a little bit due to his about 3-month absence from the team due to his labrum injury. Some have said that he's uncoachable. Is he injury prone? What's going on with this guy? Coming out of college, he was just amazing prospect coming out of college. Came from the University of Nebraska, played really well for them. He tore it up in the minors. But as soon as he got to the major leagues, he just could not hit. Just could not. And I was hoping when he came up that he wouldn't have the pressure of being the next George Brett. But he played the same position, and obviously the comparisons were going to happen. He has not lived up to the pressure, not lived up to the hype at all. Is he an uncoachable player? Now, this is just a rumor. I don't know where I heard this, but I swear that I heard this somewhere that George Brett tried to talk to Alex Gordon and give him a few pointers, and Alex did not respond. Alex didn't use these pointers during games, didn't try to adjust his batting at all. And if you're a Royal or a Royal fan at all, you know that whatever George Brett says is pretty much what you better do, and if not, bad things will happen. And so they sent Alex down to the minors. I'm not 100% positive if it was because he wasn't listening to George Brett and some of the other coaches on the staff, or if it was just because of his production. But I hope that Alex Gordon will be a little more patient with the coaching staff and really look at what he's doing at the plate and hopefully adjust so he can be a successful major league ball player that a lot of us Royals fans really hope that he will. Trey Hillman, manager for the Royals, he's got 2 years under his belt now. I don't know. Were the Royals' struggles this year because of him? Were they because of the players? I know they had a lot of injuries this year. Already talked about Alex Gordon being out. Another player that was out for quite a long time, Joaquin Soria, the closer for the Royals, who's unhittable when he's healthy. Jose Guillen, leg problems. Mike Aviles, great rookie shortstop last year, couldn't play this year because of Tommy John surgery. John Buck was hurt for parts of the year. Almost every player on the roster that I can think of was hurt at some point during the year. And I think it really showed that the Royals just didn't have too much depth. And with that lack of depth, just couldn't do too much, especially hitting-wise. Tony Pena Jr. had to take over for Mike Aviles, and Tony Pena was known to be a pretty light-hitting shortstop, but this year, wow, I was at a game, and he was below the 100 batting average mark. He was at 0.98 for his batting average. Less than one time out of every 10 at-bats would he get a hit. That was pretty pathetic. Since then, he has been converted into a pitcher and is in the Royals minor league system right now. Moved his way all the way up to AAA, which is very surprising, as a pitcher. They said he's throwing his fastball around 93, so hopefully Tony Pena Jr. can find his way back to the majors as a pitcher. Hillman, though, I don't know what to do. I'm not sure if Hillman is the reason that the Royals are playing uninspired at times, or if that's why they're not playing fundamental baseball. They're one of the league leaders in errors. Doesn't seem like they move runners over. If that's Hillman's fault or if that's the lack of talent on the Royals roster. If it's a lack of talent, I think a lot of the blame goes to David Glass and Dayton Moore, just because there's not too much Hillman can do if he doesn't have the players to play at the major league level. I would say Hillman probably has till the All-Star break next year to prove that he's a manager. If the Royals are already out of the playoff chase by the All-Star break of next year, then I would want him gone and maybe possibly move Frank White down to manager. I don't see a big problem. Frank has been a manager in the minor leagues before. He's a very smart man. He's been with Kansas City since the beginning of his career. In fact, he helped build Kauffman Stadium. So I can't think of a better manager to have than Frank White. hopefully this is something that can happen for the Royals fairly soon. There needs to be some sort of change. I know it's only been 2 years under Dayton Moore, the new general manager for the Royals, but these 2 years have not had much success at all. There needs to be some sort of change made. Is it money? Is it personnel? Is it just because of injuries? I mean, Kauffman Stadium is a great place to be. It's a great atmosphere. They've totally renovated the place. It's a fun place to take kids. It's a fun place to watch a baseball game. And I've seen that atmosphere just at its probably absolute best that it's been in the past 15 years. In 2003, when the Royals were in first place at the All-Star break. First place! I went to 7 straight games at Kauffman Stadium, and they were some of the most exciting games. The place was packed for every game. They were playing against the Giants and the Diamondbacks during 03. Wonderful, wonderful place to be when the Royals are winning. Very sad place to be when they're losing. I was at a game this year against the Angels that I could not believe that there were more, pretty much probably more Angels fans there than there were Royals fans. Hopefully the Royals can make a turnaround. I think it's a franchise that when they're hot, it's good for baseball because they're a small market team that needs to figure out how to win again. The 1980s and 70s were good for the Royals. The 90s were okay. The 2000s so far have been pretty pathetic, and probably you could call the Royals one of the worst teams of the 2000s, especially record-wise. They haven't been to the playoffs since 1985, when they won the World Series. I have not seen the Royals in the playoffs since I've been alive. It's disheartening for me to say that as a Royals fan. Sometimes I wonder why I'm a Royals fan, but every time I watch them play, every year I've got that feeling that the Royals can do it. There's got to be something that they can do. Hopefully they can make the push next year. We'll see if some of their players come up that had some pretty decent minor league seasons. They've had some high draft picks in the last few years. Mike Moustakas, Eric Hosmer, Aaron Crow this year. Hopefully some of those guys can start making some moves in the minors and get to the majors in the next few years and see how this thing can turn out. Like I said, All-Star break next year. I don't think if the Royals are in the playoff hunt, I think if they're not in the playoff hunt, there's going to be some major changes happening. If they are, that'll be great. But if not, I think this might be, next season might be the season where they will be like the Pittsburgh Pirates this year and getting rid of about 80%, 75% of their starting roster to hopefully somehow build for the future. That was my first podcast. Please leave comments, concerns, questions, whatever you want. I am hopefully going to be giving at least one podcast a week. Again, I said it's going to be on different subjects. Could be sports, could be absolutely whatever. I want, I guess, since it's my podcast, I don't really have to follow too many rules. So, let me know what you think. What should I talk about next week? Thanks for listening.